The United Nations has confirmed that an Israeli tank was responsible for an attack on its compound in central Gaza, which killed a Bulgarian UN staff member and severely injured six others. UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric said on Monday that the strike, which hit the clearly marked facility in Deir el-Balah on March 19, was a direct result of Israeli fire. His remarks marked the first time the UN has officially blamed Israel for the attack. The incident occurred a day after Israel broke a ceasefire with Hamas, reigniting intense fighting in the Palestinian enclave. Israel had denied responsibility, claiming it targeted a Hamas site, but the UN is now demanding a full, thorough, and independent investigation into the assault. Dujarric also announced that due to escalating violence, the UN would withdraw about 30% of its international staff from Gaza. The decision, made by Secretary General Antonio Guterres, comes as security risks mount and humanitarian operations become increasingly difficult. Despite the withdrawal, the UN will continue aid efforts through its 13,000 mostly Palestinian staff, hundreds of whom have been killed since the conflict began on October 7, 2023. The war has killed more than 50,000 Palestinians and wounded over 113,000, according to Gaza's health ministry.